Alrighty, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. Random questions with random people here on the Learning to Fly podcast. I have so much fun with these episodes. Today, our guest is Ian Quiet. So welcome today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I actually have a question that's a little unconventional to start us off. Are you ready?
Okay.
You get to ask our audience a question, and they will actually be able to respond on social media and wherever they listen to the podcast. What do you want to ask them?
Oh, what are you listening to right now?
Okay. And are we limiting that to music or just anything?
I'm more specifically interested in what music you're listening to.
Perfect. Okay. I like that, and I can't wait to get you guys' answers. Remember to use hashtag LTF questions to post on social media, or you can answer right in the Dropbox wherever you're listening to this. Okay, so on to the actual questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is your favorite summer beverage?
Oh, water.
Fair, and good choice, especially where you live. Especially where I live. What is your favorite part of your day? I know you have a pretty structured routine, but what is the best part of that?
Oh, that's hard. That's so tough. Probably that first cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because nothing else is going to happen if that doesn't happen.
Fair. And do you have any books that you've been reading lately and would like to recommend or articles?
Yeah. So I am currently reading a book called Out of the Closets, The Sociology of Homosexual Liberation by Laud Humphreys. And I read this book every Pride season. So I'm not sure how many times I've read it by now, but it's just always a great reminder of how far the LGBTQ plus community has come and how far we have to go. It's just amazing. So I highly recommend it.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Speaking of pride, I know that not everyone can go out and celebrate at like parades and festivals and stuff this year for multiple reasons. Do you have any other favorite ways to celebrate or any resources you'd recommend?
Well, personally, I'm a big believer that pride is every day.
Fair.
I think it's great that we have like a special time to, you know, be proud. But I don't know. I feel like it's something that we should just be proud of all the time. We should be proud of who we are and who we love and how we love. And that's just me personally. I, you know, if I get really into it, then I will listen to a lot of LGBTQ plus music artists, you know, get all their CDs and put them in a pile and jam through them. But I get so, you know, I just get, you know me, I get so caught up in what I'm doing that I kind of feel like I don't make it to many Pride events, and I feel like that's a terrible thing to say, but
well, they're not for everyone either. I know that that has been a big discussion this year and was curious if you had anything to add.
As far as resources go, I don't have anything specific. but there are plenty of resources available. A simple search of the internet, depending on like who you are, what you're looking for, and you should be able to find
very true
worth of material.
Just didn't know if any were particular to your journey, I think is a better way to say it.
Unfortunately, nothing is coming immediately to mind. So
that's okay. Yeah. I know that you read a lot, you write a lot, you're always doing something. What is your favorite way to unwind or take a step back from the things you're working on?
I meditate every day, at least once a day. And you know what? Actually, that might be either tied with coffee. No, my meditation practice is more important to me than coffee. So,
just in its own way. It may not necessarily be your favorite part of the day, but it is a very important part.
Yeah, no, I do. Meditation is my favorite part of the day. And it wasn't always like that, but it has become a part of my life that, I don't know, because when I meditate, everything is fine. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is okay. There's, even if I have, like, a quote-unquote worry, it's a time and a space where I don't have to worry about it.
That is fair.
So, yeah, so I just kind of forgot about it.
I know you have some precious puppy family and friends.
Oh yeah, they're
do
snuggled up right next.
Do you have any favorite moments or memories with any of them that you just really want to share with the world?
Oh my gosh,
if you need a second to decide, I'll let you guys know why I asked that question. But I don't know if you need time or not.
I do and I don't.
Okay.
We spend a lot of time in my garden, and they're always doing precious and cute things there. I will say, a couple days ago, we were walking around the neighborhood, and a part of the neighborhood that we usually don't walk in. There was a gentleman that, you know, asked if he could like pet them or whatever, and they seemed receptive. So, we did, and Pinkle just fell in love with this guy. Like, it was like Pinkle's long lost best friend. So sometimes we'll walk back that way just to see if we can
find
this gentleman so Pinkle can get some pets. you know, they love the cookies that we talked about in the last episode. They look forward to those. There was one time that a butterfly landed on Pinkle's nose. And I tried to get a picture of it. And then I couldn't. And then that was one of those lessons where it's like, you know, sometimes you don't need to take a picture and share everything on social media. Some things are just meant to be enjoyed in the moment.
Very true.
Moonstone. Oh, my favorite thing. And this is one of those things I've tried to share on social media before. And of course, it's meant for me to experience. But I can tell you about it. She will stand on top of my storage shed and there's these wooden wind chimes right above it, and she has these wind chimes. So she'll go and she will pull the middle string thing and play. She's playing the wind. So I keep trying to make a TikTok out of it, but
that's funny.
To her with the phone to film her, she's like, no, I'm over it.
Yeah.
So
I don't remember which one it was. I want to say Pinkle. When we had our postcards from breakfast charity live stream, he really wanted to play the piano with you.
Oh yeah, that was Pinkle.
And that was great.
Yes.
And I love that.
Pinkle wants to do everything with me, which is wonderful. And I wish he could do everything with me, but
not
alas,
how the world works. Yes.
Yeah. So, but we do. I mean, we spend a lot of time together, so they're good. And I'm taking them on 3 walks a day now. So they appreciate that. And they are just completely pooped out right now. Usually when we do
all the adventures.
Yeah. So they're sound asleep.
That is awesome. Okay. In terms of more randomness, because that's the best part of Wednesdays. What is something near and dear to your heart we don't make enough space or time for?
Oh, wow. That, like, we as friends in a community don't make enough space for?
You can take that however you want, but if you feel it needs context, you know, let us know.
Can you ask it one more time?
What is something that you feel we don't make enough space or time for?
That's a good question. I want to say listening, like just genuinely listening to understand or acknowledge another person's experience. This was a really difficult thing for me to learn and understand initially, because I used to listen to people with an intent to immediately reply or, you know, I don't know. But when I learned to like sort of just step back enough and acknowledge that someone is on their path where they're at right now, and that can be validated without it negating whatever it is I feel or I want to say or what I'm thinking, or you know, and sometimes to just stop our thinking and be, just be present, in our conversations and anything like that. So
that's a good one. And you're right. I think that, which is funny because we're creating a podcast. I think that you're totally right. There are not enough of us who will listen just for the sake of listening and understanding. It's always, well, what's next? Which I know I did just do, but it's a little different again in a podcast scenario as opposed to like an actual conversation. Sure. And I go back and I listen to what you guys say on these all the time. So
I wasn't responding to you specifically.
No, I know. I just figured since we're going to make that comment, clarifying for the audience
was a
good idea. Especially because I get strange questions. I still get questions like, why aren't we wearing masks on sharing space? Anything that I can clarify, I'm going to.
Wait, I want to ask a question about that, but I also feel like it doesn't really warrant me asking a question.
Basically, our audience, I guess, thinks that the Sincerely Blue Jay community is so tight-knit that we're all in the same space.
Okay.
And so when we do Sharing Space, which is an Instagram live event, most of my guests are in other states at least. We still get this question of why are you not wearing masks, as if we were in the same space.
I guess we can appreciate the concern.
We can, you know, we absolutely can. It's just once it's been addressed and it continues to be a question, where I get to the point like, okay, I guess let's clarify. Yes, please listen to people.
I feel like I can laugh now. I wanted to laugh before, but I was like, wait a minute, let's not.
Oh, hi, Sam. Yes, no, you can absolutely laugh. Also, we have a puppy saying hello on my end.
Oh, hello, puppy.
So hello, Sam. Hi, puppy.
Hi.
You never say hi to me in podcasting.
my doggos thought I was talking to them, and they woke up and they looked at me like, why are you saying hi to us?
Yep.
You never left.
Yep. So I know that you're a coffee fan. I'm a coffee fan. What is your go-to blend or brand or flavor as we enter the summer months?
Okay, well, I have recently changed it up, and by changed it up, I mean I've only done one small tweak. I typically 99% of the time I drink my coffee black. I just want plain black coffee, and it has to be Arabica. I prefer Arabica. I really don't want to drink anything that's not Arabica beans.
Which is smarter because they're easier to process, they're better for the environment, et cetera, et cetera. But also they have better flavors. Sorry, I am in the process of regaining my black apron as a coffee master. Awesome. And I have gotten all the info all over again.
I saw that on Instagram. Congratulations,
Thank you. I can't wait till I have the apron in my hands, but thank you.
That's exciting. So I typically, I don't add sweetener, but I did read yesterday, because you know I'm a health nut, I did read that they did this study, and this blew my mind, that people that drank sweetened coffee, I don't remember what the exact percentage was, but there was it was a 1%. I took a nap and now I can't
brain. That's okay.
There was a 1 point higher of people that drink sweetened coffee. They live longer, basically, is what I'm trying to say. But the funny thing is the people that did not, that drink their coffee black, it was the same rate, but the people that had sugar in their coffee had a 1% high point higher. And I'm a big believer, I say this, I don't know if I've ever said it out loud to anybody, but in my mind, I say this all the time, that, you know, I'm all about putting the odds in my favor. And mm-hmm. so that 1% in anything can make or break a difference.
Well, and it makes sense too, because when you put sugar or honey or anything that has a natural sugar to it into your coffee, there's a chemical reaction. And it's not a dangerous chemical reaction, but it can absolutely go to prove what you're saying.
So I started today, and all the nutritionists were like, well, we would recommend not using more than a teaspoon. Yep. And honestly, I'm not anti-sugar, but I do sugar very, very, very sparingly. Like mm-hmm. This was the first time I've used the sugar in my kitchen in probably 2 years. So I did a teaspoon, and for me, that was like sweet enough. It was almost like
too sweet.
Maybe I should do half a teaspoon. But then I remembered also, I used to drink Greek coffee because and that has traditionally that has sugar in it.
It
and
does.
I was like, well, so when the temperature it's too hot to do boiled coffee, that was another thing. They said people that boiled their coffee also, which the way I make my Greek coffee is I don't have the cool little, I forget what the name of the pot is, but I have like a small little pot that is pretty, pretty close. So it's good enough for punk rock.
That works.
Yeah. So anyway, it's summertime here. It's too hot to drink hot coffee. So I'm cold brewing my coffee through the summer, and I just add I'll be adding sugar going forward until a new study comes out and they're like, oh well, if you want to live longer, then you need to add half a cup of coconut milk. And then I don't know, so on my journey right now, I'm drinking cold brewed coffee with a teaspoon of sugar.
Alrighty, thank you so very much. I'm so glad you're on this episode of Random Questions with Random People on the Learning to Fly podcast. It's been great. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.